Today's Wednesday. A lot of people call it hump day. I call it Wednesday.
Guess what day it is? Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Guess
what day it is? I know exactly what day it is. It's Wednesday. And it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And courtesy of Nissan of Carson City, we are just getting into our poll question today. And for good reason. I know that I've asked this question before, but we've got some movement on it. So Senator Ted Cruz wants liberal politicians held accountable for the riots. So he's put forth a bill holding local officials liable for allowing the violence. So today's poll question, with that fact, do you think that's a good idea? 991fmtalk.com, yesterday's poll question, quite interesting, if I do say so myself. And yeah, I say that because I'm actually the one that comes up with the questions. But do you think the local United States Post Office can handle a statewide mail-in presidential election? Because the apathy for a non-presidential election year is just incredible. I mean, people just can't even be bothered to participate. The numbers are so low. Which, if you have not voted in the past and you have not participated and paid attention, maybe you're one of the reasons why we're at today. Primary election is the number one election you should be concerned about. And don't give me this, you know, don't vote, it only encourages them. That's a disgusting way to think. So 13% said, yes, the post office can handle it. 87% said no. I'm not talking about postal workers. I'm talking about the post office as a whole. Because we've got some great people at the post office. I know when I go into my post office down here, always a smile on the people's faces that I deal with. Oh my gosh, the university post office up by UNR, sweetest people ever. It's the system as a whole, the number of employees, the equipment, the, you know, some employees' attitudes. But when you get down to it, it's not necessarily the post office what people are worried about with the mail-in ballots. It's about those ballots being just sent out to everybody. They're being sent out to locations that, as somebody pointed out the other day, one location receiving hundreds of ballots, one address. Don't you think that even a worker with a post office would say something? Say, you know what? I delivered 100 ballots to one residence. There's not 100 people living there. When we see things, we have to say something. No matter how innocuous you think it may be, or you don't want to get anyone in trouble, or you don't want to be embarrassed if you make a mistake. In the times we live in, you need to make that mistake. You need to be the eyes and the ears of law enforcement because they are too, well, I was going to say they are too thin spread, but their hands are also tied. Look the other way. Don't engage. And that's not right. That's not what we pay our taxes for. We pay our taxes to be able to go to work, to be able to go to school, to be able to be at your home and live your life freely and not be harmed by someone else. For all those people screaming, for the thugs screaming Black Lives Matter, why don't you think about the person who you're starting this movement for? Because of George Floyd. Do you think that getting high on meth and driving around and just being out there is acceptable behavior? How about the guy who was asleep in the Wendy's parking lot because he was drunk or in the Wendy's drive-thru? You know, he was drunk when he drove there, right? If you don't want to be put in a situation where harm could come to you, then don't break the law. The laws are put in place to protect everybody. When you choose, when you make your personal choice to break the law, you've made that choice. A lot of people talking about drugs right now. Street drugs, opioids. We are so caught up with this COVID farce, this scare, with the scare making people sick, with the wearing of masks making people sick. It seems like every time somebody comes up, oh, I got lightheaded. Oh, well, that's a symptom of COVID. Maybe it's a symptom that you're not getting enough oxygen. But going back to the drug companies and the doctors, look at the things that we put into our bodies that side effects are diarrhea, vomiting, lightheadedness, even death. Even death. And these drugs are just put out. Oh, well, it'll help you with this. It'll help you with this. Sometimes the cure is worse than the disease. Yet when it comes to hydroxychloroquine, because the media and people have such a hatred of the president, because he's doing things right, he's draining the swamp for we, the American people, he's the monster. Ask yourself, how many people died because they weren't giving them the proper treatment, because doctors' hands were tied? We listen to a few when the many are saying this helps. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Terry this morning. He wants to talk about Senator Cruz and his new bill. Terry, thank you for calling the show.
Hey, Monica. Hey, listen, you know, I've been watching Senator Cruz lately. Wow. This guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he went
He's
out,
on fire.
He went out, yeah, he is. You know, I'm hoping that when Donald gets done as president, that Cruz runs, because I think people are looking at him. He went after those Dems up on the hill there and slammed them good. I was getting goosebumps listening to him.
Because,
and then all of a sudden he's got this idea. I hope he makes it work.
Because people are actually speaking up, we have got great candidates for 2024. We've got Jim Jordan. We've got Devin Nunes. I mean, we have got some awesome people to run for president. Ted Cruz. I mean, this is finally nice to see some Republicans stepping forward and not stepping forward for the spotlight. They're stepping forward to make things right.
Yes, that's right. And they're not afraid of who don't like it. And that's you know, in my eyes, very strong, and I'm very proud of that man. I didn't like him when he was running against Trump, but I sure as hell like him now.
Yeah. And you know what? It's always because once somebody loses something, they stop listening and paying attention to the spin doctors, people telling them what they need to do, what they need to say. When people are themselves and you present yourself to the people, that's the person they love. And people are really catching on to Senator Cruz now because he's not in that mindset of, I have to be perfect running for president.
Right.
Terry, thank you so much for the call. You have an awesome day today, and everybody have an awesome day because it's beautiful outside. You know what? Get outside. Don't listen to those who are holding you back. Do whatever you can do. Just take the mask off. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. I'm so glad you're here today. Whatever few minutes I can get out of you is greatly appreciated. And I love your emails and your texts, and I appreciate everything so much. All of your emails and your encouragement. You can always shoot me something at Monica at 991FMTalk.com. That's Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Your voice has to be heard. And I know it's hard for some people to voice their opinion. I get that. I understand. And that's why I'm here doing this for you. Thank you so much, Brooke. Brooke just sent me this meme. Why does the government think our immune systems can't fight the coronavirus without a vaccine? But 99% of people who come down with it manage to recover without a vaccine? Because, Brooke, it's not about the coronavirus. It is about tracking you. It is about the new wave, the new world order. And people think that that just sounds so funny. The new world order. What they've been taught. Why is it funny? They have been talking about the new world order, the new one world. They've been talking about it for centuries. You know why? Because somebody said that it's conspiracy. Somebody said that that's not what they're really doing. Well, let me tell you, it is what they are doing. You can see it all for yourself. Agenda 21. Put it into your search engine. They are not shy about this. This is why so much money has gone to the UN, it's gone to the WHO, all through Bill Gates. I can ramble off names. Look any of it up. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Bill and Melinda Gates, Dr. Fauci. It's all out of the bag. I know a lot of people don't like social media. But if you don't have social media, this is what is circling now, and it's bad for them. The cat is out of the bag. The CDC, the WHO, and all the so-called experts lied to you. Here's the list for 2020. Everyone in the entire country needs to listen to this, to absorb it, to read it, to find it. And for those who are still asleep, you better wake up, because this sham is just a dress rehearsal. And it will certainly be the last chance we have. Those choosing to remain in denial, giving the finger to reality. You're on your own. You can feel free to fact check any of this stuff, because it's out there. The CDC itself admitted they screwed up COVID-19 infection counts and intentionally misled the public, and have apologized, clarifying that the amount of people truly infected is much lower than what was originally reported. An error so egregious, it made the director of the Harvard Global Health Institute say, how could the CDC make this mistake? This is a mess. But this is what the Democrats wanted. They took their cue. We are still locked down because of cases, not because of infections or deaths, but because of cases. They had to come up with something else to keep this economy crushed. So for all you Democrats out there who have lost your business, who have lost your jobs, who have lost your feeling of value or worth, you can thank your political party and your governor. Let's go to the phone lines. Talk and text at 884-9910. Check in with Josh this morning about mail-in voting. Hi, Josh. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi. I just had one small question. I'm curious. Have the governor said anything if they have removed the people who have died from COVID off the mail-in voting rolls, or do they still get to vote?
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure that they encourage those people to vote, but, you know, he's not going to say anything about that because he doesn't want to bring up and put that thought in people's minds. He's going to leave it up to the registrar of voters, which please do not leave it up to the registrar of voters. Make sure that if you have a family, because we have the proof. We have ballots that have gone out to people who have been dead, not for one election cycle, but for multiple election cycles. Make sure you call the registrar, say this person is deceased, put deceased next to their name. I don't want to see these ballots. But you will, because in some counties, they are required to not purge the voter rolls for years, which is just, yeah, it's incredible, Josh.
Voter fraud right there.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's no such thing as voter fraud, Josh.
Oh, yeah. Of course not. Well, thanks for letting me put my question out there.
Thanks, Josh. I appreciate it. And that's what I think upsets the Democrats the most, is we all know what's going on. But unfortunately for us, they hold positions of power that we can't do anything about. unless you get involved with an organization like Fight for Nevada. FightForNevada.com trying to put on the recall 2.0 of Sisolak, which I'm pretty sure because the people in California also wanted to recall Governor Newsom. How convenient. There are statewide shutdowns where you're supposed to be at home. This is nothing about a virus. I have pictures sent to me from someone in the government that shows the staff of Sisolak sitting outside smoking, not social distancing, not wearing masks, just hanging out. Pictures of Sisolak doing that too. This is not about you and a virus. It's about their control. And it's time to put a stop to it. FightForNevada.com. If you want to make a difference, we're not going to file the paperwork for the petition until we get the volunteers we need. They're coming in, but we need more because it is a big job to get the required signatures for this entire state to get this ball rolling. FightForNevada.com. If you're serious about it, then join the fight or recall Sisolak on Facebook. If you sign an online petition, that's a bunch of BS. For something as this serious, you cannot sign an online petition. That is a herring. It's a distraction. It won't be recognized. Get with the people who know what they're doing, and that's FightForNevada.com. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Your message getting out. Interesting poll question today brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should local representatives be held accountable for allowing protesters to damage property? You know, fiscally, financially responsible? Coming out of their own checks? Yes, but it will never happen, has an interesting selection of the votes. 96.88% of those participating are saying yes, but it'll never happen. That may not be the truth. Because Senator Ted Cruz is introducing a bill to hold local officials liable for allowing violence. Yeah. Today introduced the resolution for economic losses caused by leaders who allow insurrection and mayhem. That's Reclaim Act legislation that would hold state and local officials liable when rioters establish lawless autonomous zones and officials just let it happen. Now, will that be the same as riots? Well, we have to see how everything is worded. So 991FMTalk.com. Got a quick text. Why aren't you talking about the legislature? Well, that's because the legislature isn't doing anything. Oh, well, they are doing things at the direction of the governor, and that is to screw over the schools with liability. They're taking them out of the liability bill that was protecting. You know, they switched it up this morning right at the very first at 10 o'clock as I was on the air with Ira Hansen. He gets handed an amendment to SB 4, which would make it safe for casinos and resorts to reopen and not be liable if somebody gets COVID. They can't be sued. Well, the schools were in there too. Who wasn't? The hospitals. Well, they amended the bill this morning and they put the hospitals back in. Yay! They kicked out the schools. Why would you do that? Our school districts already have enough in lawsuits because we are a sue-happy country now. Everybody wants some quick cash. So if you would like to hear that part of the conversation this morning, please, 991fmtalk.com. Just check out the podcast later on today after they're uploaded. So earlier I was talking about the CDC and why are we still on lockdown? This is what you want to get in the face of Hillary Sheevy, the Reno City Council, the county commissioners, and the governor, and any of these lawmakers, supposedly, that are keeping this state locked down. Earlier, I told you in the last segment that the CDC admitted they screwed up on the infection counts. Well, the American Coronavirus Task Force also admitting to fudging the national death count. When Dr. Birx said the deaths are people who died with COVID-19, not from COVID-19. Thus making the real death count much lower than what is currently being reported, which was already less than other diseases that are going around. So you have destroyed people's lives by doing this. The suicides, the loss of family, the loss of homes, the loss of businesses. Dr. Fauci admitted masks won't help against the virus, and mask manufacturers are now including warnings on their products. Do not deter COVID-19. Fauci also said that continuing to close the country could cause irreparable damage. CDC backtracked their initial claim that led to governors to shut down their states and clarified that COVID-19 does not spread easily on surfaces. Governor Cuomo confirmed a recent health study showing that 70% of new infections actually originate in the home, thus making stay-at-home orders one of the most dangerous mandates in place. Why are we still shut down? Why are businesses still being lost? Trump stopped funding the WHO and threatened to cut off money permanently until we can prove they are no longer corrupted by influence from communist China after they lied about human-to-human transmission of COVID-19 in January. The curve is flattened. That's supposedly what we were looking for, that the CDC, WHO, Dr. Fauci, our governors, and so many more, celebrities, everybody, completely wrong about the potential threat of this virus, yet you are still playing along if you are wearing a mask. But how did they get the businesses? Governor Sisolak brought OSHA into it. We're going to fine your business if you don't play along. We're going to shut you down if you don't play along. If you are still living in fear, don't be. The media, the global organizations, the government, and its agencies misled you. People called those of us who knew all along that this was a farce, you call me a conspiracy theorist. But it turns out we were just following the facts. They listened to a handful of doctors who played along, yet when the majority, 70% of the doctors out there say that there is a cure, we don't need a vaccine, it falls on deaf ears. Open up your churches. Open up your businesses. Get out of your homes. Don't fall for the lies any longer. If you fell for the lies the first time, guess what? There's more lies coming. Are you going to fall for those too? Florida, once Trump ended the convention, Florida has admitted miscalculations on some that received positive COVID-19 test results, but they never got tested. And many others have just been incorrectly identified as positive to the state system, which overwhelmed it, which, of course, the media jumped on before it could be verified and started spewing fake numbers that there were these huge outbreaks in Florida and in Texas. All misdone, all to mislead you. Who has just admitted that transmission of the virus from an asymptomatic carrier, the whole reason for the lockdown, is actually rare? I.e., you could not spread it before showing any symptoms. If the WHO was so great to lock down this country, to lock down the world, then why aren't they believing him now? CDC just confirmed a 0.4 to 0.26 death rate for COVID-19. 0.26, 0.4. The death rate for the flu shot, the vaccine, the flu shot, is 0.6. That's twice as high as COVID. This was a test run, people. And for many, you failed. So what's happened with this failure? $6 trillion to the national debt. Laid off or furloughed 50 million workers in an amazing economy. But now, everything's stripped from those people, and they still, a majority of people still can't get their unemployment. 60 million people on food stamps, and millions are still going hungry. Went from 3.5 to 14.7% unemployment. Crippled the petroleum industry. Killed the tourism industry. Bankrupted the service industry. Caused an impending meat and protein crisis. Threatened, fined, and arrested church leaders. Exacerbated mental health problems. Shut down schools and colleges and denied graduates one of the most special times in their lives. Denied people surgeries. Denied people the access to their loved ones when they were taken into God's arms. And given unbridled power to unelected people. increased suicide rates higher than COVID deaths, delayed surgeries and treatments for profound illnesses, infringed upon countless important civil liberties, and placed 300 million Americans on house arrest. Bill Gates has placed himself in a position of influence by heavily funding all corners to make this lie happen. You need to start treating this appropriately as the lie that it is. And until all the business owners stand up, kick OSHA out of their establishments, open up your businesses, and take off the masks, this is just going to continue. Our whole way of life is at stake. And trust me when I say that they have plans to make it much worse. The new normal. The grand reset. The beginning of the fourth revolution, if this does not stop now. Look at where we're at already. Surveillance state of control where everyone's lives in what is essentially a strict open-air prison now, where you are tracked, traced, nothing is private, and everything is decided for you. And you have no rights whatsoever. There can be no resistance. Welcome to their new world order. Unless you not only say something, but do something. OSHA's fining me. OSHA, you know what? Well, let's overwhelm OSHA. If everybody would just take their stand, because protesting in front of courthouses isn't working. Nevadans have to take the stand. How are we letting a handful of people control millions? The governor, his minions. You're letting it happen. I'm not, because I don't wear a mask. I go and I do as I please. Throw off the fear. Because if we all stand together, Democrats, Republicans, business owners, and just open up and live our lives, well, we've proved our point that we can take our state back. If we can take our state back, we can take our country back. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for joining me today. Podcasts will be up a little bit later on in the day at 991FMTalk.com if you'd like to hear my conversation with Ira Hansen this morning. You think that the legislature is working hard for you, you might want to think again. They're doing nothing but working against you. Working against our law enforcement, working against our schools, working against your health. All of this, big stakes. The presidency. Nancy Pelosi wringing her hands, Democrats thinking we might actually be able to control the presidency because nothing else has worked. And believe me when I say Trump does everything and says everything that he does for a reason. Suing Nevada over mail-in balloting, yet praising Florida? Trust me, there's a reason. Look at the governor of Florida compared to the governor of Nevada. He's not worried about Florida because he doesn't think that they will allow shenanigans like they have in the past. They know how to deal with it. Nevada? Not so. So I welcome the lawsuit. Join me tomorrow. We've got more on the protest on Saturday. The protesters are already in town. You can see their bus. Hashtag rise up. I'll bring you more on that tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love you.